Fielu madin, fielu amrin, mabniyani, mabniyani. Fielu madin, fielu amrin, mabniyani, mabniyani. Fielu mudariun is morabun. Morabun means it declines. Morabun, remember this. Fielun mudariun is morabun. It has three kinds of mood. What are they? It can be marfu, it can be mansub, it can be majzum, but never majrur. Fielu madin, fielu amrin, mabniyani, mabniyani. Fielu madin, fielu amrin, mabniyani, mabniyani. Fielun mudariyun is morabun. It has three kinds of mood. Fielun mudariyun is morabun. It has three kinds of mood. It can be marfu, it can be mansub, it can be majzum, but never majrur. It can be marfu, it can be mansub, it can be majzum, but never majrur. Inshallah, you'll remember. Alhamdulillah. What is lam? Okay. I will write down again, brothers and sisters. First I will write down lan. What is lan? That we did in lesson number 19. Harfu nasbin wa nafiyin wa is tik ba. Huh? Are you with me, brothers and sisters? Now, what is lam? I will start from here. Lam, harfu jazmin, mashallah. Harfu jazmin. It will give jazm to fail mudariya. Harfu jazmin. Wa nafiyan, negation. Okay? Wa qalbin. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? So, harfu jasmin, it will make fi'l mudhari majzum. Did we study fi'l mudhari majzum? Yes. When? La nahiya. La nahiya tufidu amar. It indicates amar. But we won't call it amar. It is la nahiya. Amar is amar. La nahiya is negation. And will make the fi'l mudhari majzum. So this is another one. Lam is harfu jazmin. Harf will, it will make the fi'l mudariya. It's a particle that gives jazm. And it negates. But what is qalbin? This is very important. Qalbin means it overturns. Qalbin means overturning. What does it overturn? It overturns the meaning of mudariya into Mahdi. That's all it does. You are using mudariya. The verb is mudariya, majzum. But your meaning goes to Mahdi. Okay? Once we read sentences, it will become very clear. What did I write, brothers and sisters? Elasuki. What is the meaning? I did not go to the market. Fine. What did I write? Lam Azhab Elasuki. What is the meaning of Lam Azhab Elasuki? No, I did not go. Same meaning. No change in meaning. Okay? So you have two ways of making negation. In the Mahdi. What is the first one that we learned in the beginning of the book? Ma zahabtu. Okay? And then you say, Lam azhab. I did not go. Ma zahabtu, I did not go. Lam azhab, I did not go. So what happened? Azhab is a mudariya. But the meaning overturned into mahdi. That is why we call it qalben. Is it clear, inshallah? With lam, the verb will always be mudariya. But the meaning will be mahdi. And what is the best example of lam, brothers and sisters? What is the best, most? Lam yalid. Lam yalid wa lam yula. Both are majzum. How do you write? Lam. Yalid. Okay. What is Yalid? What is Mudariya? And this is Lam Yu Lad. This is Majhul. So I'm not going to go into it, but later on we will learn, inshallah. What is the meaning? Lam yalid. See, yalid is a mudariya, but meaning is he did not beget, nor was he begotten. Past. Past. He did not beget, nor was he begotten. Okay? Fine. So this is what it is. And I have got so many examples to quote from Quran. Inshallah, I'll do it tomorrow. When I say tomorrow, I mean next class, which will be Monday, inshallah. I will give you lots of examples, some beautiful, beautiful examples, inshallah. And now, when you will read Quran, you will come across lan and lam, and you will stop and ponder and try to figure out what's happening in the sentence, inshallah. Kaifa haluka ya ustad? How are you, ya ustad? What is the answer? Bikhair. What is bikhair? Jar majur. So what is it here? It's a khabar. Where is mubtada? No. Mazuf. It is dropped. What is the actual sentence? Ana bikhair. So ana has been dropped. It is understood that ana is there. If somebody says kaifa haluka, kaifa haluki, if you say bi khair, means ana bi khair. So mubtada is dropped. Bi khair is jar majrur shubu jumla khabar. Ahmadullaha. Ahmadullaha. What is ahmadu? I praise Allah. What is madi? Hamida. Hamida. Mudariya. Yahmadu. Yahmadu. Samiallahu liman hamidahu. There is a mafulun bihi also. Allah heard. The one who praised him. Now see, you don't, we normally say, Sami Allahu liman hamida. But it is Hamida who? It is Hamida who praised him. Okay? By the way, you know, we have done Ism Mausula, brothers and sisters, and then we came to Ma Mausula. You remember? Ma coming as a relative pronoun. No, man is, can also come as a relative pronoun. Like Allazi, man will also come later on. I'm just, you know, throwing things at you. Some of you will remember, inshallah. When the time comes, we'll study in detail, inshallah. Ahmadullah, what is the meaning of Ahmadullah? I praise Allah. Ahmadu fi'lun mudari'un marfu'un bi damma. Fa'iluhu mustatirun taqdiruhu ana. Allah maf'ulun bihi mansubun. Wa ashkuruhu. And I thank him. Ana ma ara. Ara is mudari'a. Ra'a. Yara, yara, tara, tara, ara, nara. Anama ara Harun. I don't see Harun. Alam yahdur. Hadara yahduru. To be present, to come also. Alam yahdur. Didn't he come? Has he not come? So see, lam goes to the madi. Naam, innahu lam yahdur al-yawma, yahdur al-yawma. Just to connect it. Brother and sister, look at it. Yahdur. What is yahdur? Fa'ilun mudari'un majzumun bisukun. Wa fa'il mustatir taqdiruhu. Innahu, you know what innahu is? In harfu tawqid, nasbin. Who ismu inna mansub? Where is the khabar inna? Lam yahdur, jumla failure. What is lam? You will describe lam. What is lam? Harfu jazmin wa nafiyin wa qalbin. If you write down harfu jazmin, it's good enough. But that's the whole story. It's easy, brother and sister. And what is yahdur? Fi'lun mudari'un majzumun bi sukun. Fa'il mustatir taqdiru huwa. اليوم وأين أصدقاء الثلاثة أين أصدقاء الثلاثة and where are his three friends هم أيضا لم يحضروا brothers and sisters what is this لم يحضروا they also did not come يحضروا Failun, mudariun, majzumun, bihadfi nun, mashallah. See, how easy it is. It is, once you have the concept of nun aata hai, nun jata hai, which is technically called alafalul khamsa. You will remember that also, afalul khamsa. So as soon as lam came, the nun dropped. Now remember one thing, brothers and sisters. Yahduru, will tell us whether it is mansub or majzum by the particle which will come in front of it. Lam yahduru, then the yahduru is mansub, lan. If you say lam, then it is majzum. So it's very easy, inshallah. We are going to learn many more such things, inshallah. Atarifuna aina dhahabu. Translation, brother? Do you know where they went? Azunnu, okay. Again, azunnu, fi'lun mudari'a, marfu'un bi damma. Fa'il mustatir taqdiruhu ana. Okay. Azunnu annahum. Anna min akhwatu innahum ismu anna. And then, khabar, anna is zahabu ila matar. I think that they went to the airport. Listikbali. What is the meaning of to receive? Raisihim, their president. So how will you describe li, afjar, istiqbali, ism majrur, wa huwa mudaf, raisi, mudaf ilayhi, wa huwa mudaf. Allazi is a not. Allazi yati. Ata yati. Who has come al-yawma ila madinatil munawarati li ziyarati masjidir rasuli sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Li harfjar, ziyarati ism majrur, wa huwa mudaf, masjidi mudaf ilayhi, wa huwa mudaf, and ar-rasuli mudaf ilayhi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Akatabtum wajibati ya bunai. What is the meaning, brother? Akatabtum wajibati ya bunai. Did you write the homework? Did you write your homework? Naam, katabna. We wrote. But what is Ali saying? Ana lam aktub. I did not write. Change it with ma. Ana ma kataptu. What will you say? Ana ma kataptu. Change it with lam. Ana lam aktub. So you see the meaning? Same meaning. But brother, when you use lam, this is a very beautiful style. It shows refinement. A person, ordinary person, will not use sentences like this, you know. But a scholar or a learned person, or a person who has learned the language properly, will use sentences like that. And we also have to remember, brothers and sisters, that at the time of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Bedouin who used to live in desert, they spoke the most beautiful Arabic, not the city dwellers. So what used to happen? The people, the rich people who could afford, they used to send their tiny children to live in the desert, in the open, fresh air, and learn the culture and the language from the Bedouin. So our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was given to Bibi Halima, and she took and nursed him in the desert for a few years, you know. So they spoke the most beautiful Arabic, brother and sister. And this is where the Quran comes. What they spoke, Quran is better than what they spoke. And they understood that this language is not a work of a human being. This is somebody who's supernatural, can only produce this kind of a work. That is why Quran is a miracle. And miracle is its language, brother. Its language. When you translate in English, that miracle is gone. That miracle cannot touch you. So we have to learn the language to receive the Quran in its original matan, and it can touch our heart. And brother and sister, I always feel, if you speak a classical Arabic, I think that will be a great sunnah. You are speaking like the way Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and all the ashabas spoke, brother. Pure language, not polluted. Today, Arabic has become polluted, you know. And Allah knows, you know, inshallah, someday we will all speak beautiful language. But when we try to speak, we will make sure we do not pollute it. Any polluted word, out. We don't want to speak. We want to speak pure Arabic, inshallah. Brothers and sisters, so, lima lam taktub ya bunayya. What is the translation? Why you did not write? So I can also say, lima ma katabta. But when you say, lima lam taktub, it sounds more eloquent, brothers and sisters. Li annani, what is the meaning of li annani? Because, lam afham darsa. Lam afhamid darsa. So brothers and sisters, here is li anna, which is, anna is from akhwatu inna. Noon vikaya, ya mutakallam ismu anna mansubun, okay, And where is the khabar? Jumla failure. Lam, you know what lam is? Lam afham. What is afham? Fi'lun mudarin majzumun. Fa'il mustatir takdiru ana. And what is the darsa? Mafulun bihi. Alhamdulillah, you are understanding beautifully. MashaAllah. Ma huwa shayyul ladhi, ma huwa shayyul ladhi, lam tafhamhu. How beautiful it sounds, mother. What is the thing which you did not understand? See, again it goes to the past tense. Did not understand fid darsi. Lam afham al farqa baina jumlatil ismiya. But I always laugh here. Alhamdulillah, you know it. Huh? We know the difference. Lam afham al farqa. Farqa mafulun. What is baina? Zarf. Baina is zarf. Between. Baina is zarf, brothers and sisters. Al jumlati is mudafilehi. And ismiyati is not. Okay. Wa jumlati mautufun ala. The first one. Al-fi'lati is the naat. Now Abbas is saying, kathirun minat tullabi lam yafhamu hadha. Brother, I admire Dr. Abdurrahim. Honestly, every time I read this, I admire it. You know why? First, we came to afham, tafham. Okay, now it is yafhamu. Okay, what is yafhamu, brother and sister? Fe'lun Mudariyun, majzumun, bihadfi nun. So easy, brother. Where is the file? Wow, that is hum. Kasirun minat tullabi. Many students did not understand. What is haza? Mafulun bihi. Did not understand this. So this is your mafulun bihi. Because it has come after the verb. Okay, brothers and sisters. We will take a break and then we'll carry on, inshallah. Alhamdulillah, we are back, brother, after our break. We carry on. Al-Hussein is saying, Sa'altu, I asked, Akhwati. What is Akhwati? Mafulun bihi. Akhwata, wa huwa mudaf, ya mutakalam, mudaf ilayhi. Allahi. What is Allahi? This is the plural of allati. What is this? Plural of allati. Like alladhi, what is the plural? Alladhina. Allati, what is the plural? Allati or allai. Both are correct. Allati and then allai. They are both correct. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? Let me write it down. Allati. What is the plural? Allahi. Allati. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? Yadrusna. Okay. So, now this jumla failure will be silatul mausul. Al-madrasati thanaviti an haza. Jar majrur. Yadrusna fis madrasatil thanaviyati, put into bracket, and that is your silatul mausul. And haza is connected with the main sentence. Saltu akhwati an haza. I asked my sisters about this. Okay, brothers and sisters. Lam ya'rifna. Lam ya'rifna. What is the meaning? They did not know. They did not know. Okay, brother. Lam, harfu, jazmin, wa nafiyin, wa qalbin. And what is this? Ya'rifna, fi'lun, mudari'un, mabniun ala sukun, fi mahalli, jazmin. What will you say? Fi mahalli, jazmin. Because lan has come. If lan had come, we would have said fi mahalli nasbin. If nothing had come, we would have said fi mahalli rafain. Inshallah. What is mudari saying? سأشرح. I will explain لكم هذا الدرس. هذا is مفعول به and درس is بدل. مرة أخرى. What is the meaning of مرة أخرى؟ One more time. الآن ظرف. اسمعوا. What is اسمعوا؟ أمر. فعل أمر مبني على حذف نون. مبني على حذف. What is the verb, brother and sister? تسمعون. It is coming from تسمعون. Okay, fine, brother. الجملة الاسمية هي الجملة التي أولها اسم. Translation, brothers and sisters. جملة اسمية. It is a sentence which beginning of it is a noun. Brother, we know that inshallah. Okay. Nahu. Example. When you see nahu, it means for example. What is for example? As-sayaratu jamilatun. It is jumla ismiya. And what is in the beginning of it? A noun. Mubtada. Okay. Hamidun maridun. Hamid is sick. Aminatu mujtahidatun. Amina is hardworking. فَكُلُّ جُمْلَةٍ مِنْ هَذِهِ الْجُمَلَةِ In every sentence from these sentences, أَوَّلُهَا اسْمٌ. Are you with me, brothers? وَهُوَ الْمُبْتَدَى. وَالْإِسْمُ الثَّانِي. What is the second noun? وَهُوَ خَبَر. We are refreshing ourselves. المبتدأ والخبر مرفوعان. They are both مرفوع. أفهمتم؟ نعم فهمنا جيدا. Now again جيدا is مفعول مطلق. Okay brother, then sister, here comes. Abbas is saying, أنا لما أفهم. We studied lam. Now this is lamma. What is the meaning? Again, the meaning is in the past tense. Afham, it goes into the past tense. I did not understand yet. I did not understand yet. Are you with me? Inshallah. That is the meaning. It means he is trying, but he has not understood yet. So, lamma will also make fail mudariya majzoom. Okay. Kulta, you said, he is telling the teacher, innal mubtada wal khabara marfuani fama mana marfu. And what is the meaning of marfu? Maybe we should teach them dun dun din. Okay. Al marfu huwa al ismu allazi fi akhirihi dammatu. Can you translate, brothers and sisters? Marfu, it is a ism which is in the end of it there is a damma. Nahwa. Al-mudarrisu, al-kitabu, al-babu. Abbas. Al-ana, fahimtum. Now I understood. Fine. Al-mudarris. Amma. See, now this amma has come. So, get your marker ready for fa. Because you should always use the marker for some special things that happen in the sentence, so that when you are revising, it will draw your attention. Fa, you know, amma, with the use of amma, fa has to come. Okay? So here is it. Ammal jumlatul fi'aliyatu, fahiyal jumlatu. Got the idea? Fahiyal jumlatu, allati awwaluha, or is it? Fi'alun. In the beginning of it is? Verb. دخل المدرس قال المدير يكتب الطالب ففي كل جملة من هذه الجمل كلمتان الكلمة الأولى فعل وكلمة الثانية اسم وهذا الاسم الذي يأتي بعد الفعل اسمه الفاعل. In every sentence of these sentences, there are two words. The first word, al-kalimatu ula, is verb. Wa-kalimatu thani, and the second is ism. And this ism, hadha al-ism, al-ladhi, which comes ba'da fi'al. See, yati comes. Yati is comes. Ba'da fi'ali ismuhu al-fa'il. Fa is so, so in every, so in every. Okay. Al-fa'ilu marfu'un. Now, brother, this is what we have been trying to study since the lesson 4, book 1. Aina Hamidun Kharaja. We started our exploration of fi'l and fa'il from that moment onward. Afahimtum at-tullabu. Naam. Fahimna walhamdulillah. Ali. Ya Ustaz. Kulta kabla yaumaini. What is the meaning of kulta kabla yaumaini? You said it 2 days ago. Innal kalimata. That truly the word is of three kinds. Salasatu aksamin. Ma hiya. What are they? Hiya means they. What are they? Ana nasitu. Ana nasitu. Again I will go and explain you nasitu. Not in detail. What is the verb? Nasiya. We will go in detail later on. It is so interesting, you will love it. But right now we start with Hunna. So when you put Hunna, what happens to the Lam Kalima? You give it a sukoon. So what happens now? Nasina. And I always say Nasina, not Hasina. Nasina. Okay, nasina, nasita, nasituma, nasitum, nasiti, nasituma, nasitunna, nasitu, nasina. Got the idea? Inshallah. Ana nasituha. So ana is mubtada, nasitu, fi'l, fa'il, ha, mafulun bihi, jumla fi'liya, coming as a khabar. Man ya'rifu hadha, who knows this? Hashim. Ana, I know it. Aksamul kalimati, the kinds of the words, al-ismu, al-fi'lu, wal-harfu. This is the first page in your book one handout, if you remember. Okay, brothers and sisters? But at that time, we just mentioned it. Now we can go in detail. Hati misal. Give example. Likulli wahidin minha. Ya Amar. Give an example from every one of these. Amar. Al-ismu. Noun, for example. Kitabun. Wa kalamun. Wa talibun. Wa rajulun. Mudarrisun. Al-fi'lu, example, for example, kharaja, wa sajada, wa yajli, su, wa yagsilu, waqtub, see, fi'l amr, waqra. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? Al-harfu, what is the particle? For example, fi, so what are those harf jars? Particles. Fi, ila, و من ولا. Now that is particle of جواب. ولن ولم وسين حرف استقبال. Are you with me? سين. كما في سأكل. I will eat. أحسنت يا عمر. What is the meaning of أحسنت, sister Manas? You did well. That is the, you did very well. Or well done, you can say. You did well. Okay. It is a أحسنت, four letter verb. It is form four. Yeah. استريحوا قليلا. Now this is, sister Manas, ista, form 10. Form 10. This is in the blue book. If you'll see this verb, استريحوا, it is in your blue book with a proper example. Because it is written in blue. I will write it down, brothers and sisters, for you. When the verb gets three of these letters together in the beginning, it becomes form 10. Then comes our fa kalima with a sukoon, and then comes ain kalima. What is the pattern? Istafala. That is your pattern. But right now we are trying to see the verb which has come in the book. Istaraha. What is it? Ra. What is the root? Raha. Re, alif, and ha. And alif can be waw or ya. It is, something is hidden behind alif. We are going to learn soon, inshallah. What will be the mudariya? Yes. Ta. Ri. Hu. Istaraha. He took rest. Yastarihu. He takes rest. Rahat bhi yahan se nikla hai. Are you with me? Inshallah. Yastarihu. Okay, brother and sister. I think I can conjugate. I will try to conjugate. Starting from anta. First, five in your pocket. Yastarihu, tastarihu, tastarihu, astarihu. I take rest. Nastarihu. Okay, we start from tastarihu. Tastarihu, tastari hani, tastari huna, tastari hina, tastari hani, and then tastarihna. Tastarihna. This ya will be dropped. Okay, brothers and sisters. So I'm writing here. First, let us make singular. Let us make singular. So suppose this is tastara. I drop this. And then I have to give a sukoon here. So I have to drop this. So what is left now? I cannot pronounce, so I have to get a hamza. So it will become istarih. If I say istarih, take rest. Istarihi, muannas. Now I tell you, tas ta ri. Tastarihuna. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? How do I make Amar? And I bring Hamza. Istarihu. What is the meaning of istariho? You all take rest. Antum. Okay, brothers and sisters? So now, come on. Let us give it a grammatical analysis. Istarihu, fi'lun, amrin, mabniun ala, azminun. Have we noon? Where is the fire? Wow, which is Antum. We drop the noon to make the fi'l majzum, but we will always say fi'lu amrin mabniun ala hadfi noon. So out of the six we have forms. Brother, in the first form, mabniun ala sukun. In the second, third, fourth, fifth form, it is hadfi noon. What about the sixth form? Istarihna. Istarihna. Again, mabniun ala sukun. Mabniun ala sukun. Because that noon in the end is the fa'il. For antunna, we will say fi'lun amrin mabniun ala sukun. Okay? And then noon is the fa'il. So, it is not rafin. For surely it is not rafin. We can say jasmine. Okay? But better to say mabniun ala sukun for the time being.